You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Many of the drugs we take pass through our bodies and end up in wastewater treatment facilities. But wastewater plants typically don't filter out pharmaceuticals from our water supply. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Now that we know that pharmaceuticals exist in streams and rivers and lakes and other bodies of water, we're busy in our labs trying to understand what treatment processes can remove the pharmaceuticals. In our lab, for example, we work with membranes. Membranes tend to be very, very efficient at removing these contaminants because membranes can remove things that are very small in size.
Kimberly Jones is a professor and the chair of the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at Howard University.
Membranes are really a separator or a barrier for contaminants. So most membranes that we design will let water go through the membrane and they will not let contaminants go through. So it's a way of separating harmful material from water. So it's the same principle of a coffee filter, only if you can imagine the pores can get really, really small, which means they can reject smaller and smaller contaminants, but they also need a much higher pressure to force the water through these smaller and smaller pores. One thing we're doing in our lab to improve membrane materials is we're using nanomaterials. For example, for one of our projects, we incorporated silver nanomaterials into the surface of the membrane.
Silver nanoparticles, as small as 1/1,000,000,000 of a meter, have the useful property of being able to kill bacteria.
By incorporating silver and eliminating bacterial growth on a membrane, it makes us able to use the membranes for a lot longer before we have to clean them, and it reduces the cost of membrane treatment.
Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the Center for Earth and Environmental Nanotechnology and the National Science Foundation. You can hear this and past programs on our podcast.